Well, good morning. I can't see one of you. Okay, that's better. Okay, girls, if I told you that I hold the world record for the high jump, would you believe me? For real? What if I told you that I did it when I was a teenager and there were like 10 or 12 people there to see it? What if they came in and told you? Kenzie says maybe. Casey's like, no way. Okay, so what if I told you that those 10 or 12 people went out and told a bunch of people, then those people told a bunch of people, you know, and so on. And eventually, some of those people wrote the story down. And eventually, it made it into a book. Then would you believe me? Oh, okay, good. So they're saying yes. All right, well, I'm surprised you didn't ask me to show you the book, because then I was really going to be in a pinch. Back when I was growing up, though, there was a book, a real book, called the Guinness Book of World Records. And I'm looking out to see if anybody's remembering it. I think it still exists, but you guys have one? Awesome. Okay. So some of the crazy, wacky, amazing things that people did to get in there. Just as an example. A guy pulled a train with his beard attached to something on the train. Pulled it 30-something feet. So he's in the book. Another guy hammered 20 nails into a board with just his head in 1 minute. So he's in the book, okay? Another guy drove a motorcycle blindfolded. I think it was 164 miles per hour. So he's in the book. I mean, he survived. So they're all in the book. But to get in that book, you couldn't just call up Guinness and say, hey, I broke the world record for, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. You had to authenticate. You had to verify what you did. And that would involve witnesses. It would involve written documentation. And when we ended up with cameras, it would involve photographs. It would involve scientific measurements done by people who knew what they were doing to get in the book, right? You couldn't just say, I did it, and you were in. Well, Jesus died a brutal death. Crucifixion was brutal, period. But his was particularly brutal. And there were a lot of people there who saw it. But then a little while later, as we know, he was seen alive by a bunch of people. And one person in particular, he came back, sounds like to me anyway, making sure that person could see proof, could authenticate for himself, because he was kind of doubtful that Jesus was really alive. So he actually let that person, and maybe others, see the wounds on his side and his hands. And while he was with those people, and this group I'm talking about right now were his disciples, he said, I want you to continue to go out and do in my name. And he breathed on them or in them what we now call his spirit, the Holy Spirit, because he knew he wasn't going to stay around on the earth. His body wasn't. And he wanted us to have that spirit to nudge us, to walk with us, even when his body was gone. Well, so when Jesus did leave the earth and the disciples didn't see him anymore, at some point they began to tell the story about how he was dead, really dead, and then alive, and then gone. And that story got spread and spread and spread by word of mouth. But eventually some of those guys actually wrote it down in their own words, what they saw. And those stories got handed down and handed down, and it's really complicated, and I don't know much about it at all, but it made it, those stories, those word-of-mouth stories, and the written stories have survived and made it into a book that we keep here in the church, in our pews, the Bible. And that book and those stories, the word-of-mouth ones and the written ones, have survived for over 2,000 years. To me, that says they've been authenticated. The story is real. And it helps me when I'm doubting you know, we all doubt something. But it helps me when I'm doubting to go, okay, that book has survived for a very long time. Those stories have survived for a very long time. And in addition to that, I have this nudge, this thing in my heart, you know, every day, some days it's louder than others, that helps me to deal with the hard things or to make decisions or just to, you know, figure out how to live life. So we have his spirit and we have his stories to help us believe something that otherwise would seem completely impossible. Kind of like nailing nails into a board with your head. Okay, let's thank God for that. Dear God, thank you so much for the gift that helps us believe, the gift of stories and the gift of your spirit.